My guest at this time is Dr. Paul Brown, also known as Congressman Paul Brown from Georgia's 10th Congressional District, member of the House Homeland Security Committee. On Tuesday, the panel heard from Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, and the topic of discussion was the president's executive orders issued in November that will remove the threat of deportation to at least 5 million people in the country illegally and grant them the ability to work in the country legally. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Well, the main thrust of the hearings from the chairman on down, certainly on the Republican side of this hearing, was whether or not this was constitutional in the first place, regardless of what the impact of the policy would be. What did you make of the secretary's answers on that question?
Well, the president's actions are absolutely unconstitutional. He has no authority under the Constitution as our founding fathers meant for it to be, or even in this twisted idea of the Constitution that both political parties are operating under to go forward with this executive action. In fact, he said 20 times, the president said 20 times at least, that he did not have the authority to do what he did. It's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and it should not stand. Congress has the ability to stop it, and we must do so.
And in terms of the policy impact here, what did the Homeland Security Secretary say about why the president could say many, many times that he didn't have the authority to do this, yet in the end there was legal authority to do this?
Well, Greg, Secretary Johnson is an apologist for the president, and he's going to promote whatever his boss, President Obama, says that he should be promoting. And it was just an effort by the administration to justify their unconstitutional, illegal act. And in fact, what they're opening up is a door, in my opinion, for much more illegal immigrant migration into this country. We're going to see a tremendous amount of fraud put forward. They're saying up to 5 million people, but we've already seen historically, every time the federal government starts talking about giving amnesty to any of these illegal aliens, what we see is a tremendous amount of fraud in those applying through the normal process, plus we see a flood of people coming into this country. We have seen this over and over again historically from 1986 to today, and I think the president is opening the door for even a greater onslaught of people coming in this country illegally. Every single one of them not only break the immigration laws, but every single one of them break multiple other laws. They all have documentation that is fraudulent, so they are all guilty of fraud. And then when they have the opportunity to try to get a legal work permit or do something that would provide them a source of staying in this country legally, we're going to see that much more fraud. And Jay Johnson cannot answer those questions, and he will not, because there's no answer to them. What the president has done is absolutely against the law. It's against the Constitution. The president does not have the authority to do so, and Congress needs to call his hand and hold him responsible.
Congressman, at the very same time practically that this hearing was getting underway, there had been the meeting, I'm sure you attended this morning, among the GOP conference about the strategy to confront the president over this action. The reports we're hearing suggest it's kind of a two-tiered fight. One will be over funding to fund the vast majority of the government through the rest of the fiscal year and have a battle over the funding for Homeland Security potentially, or at least enforcement of this immigration policy early in the next Congress. And then there's the Yoho Price plan. That would be a specific resolution apart from appropriations to forbid the president from doing this. What do you make of that approach?
Well, I don't agree with that approach. I think we ought to have a very short-term continuing resolution that goes just through January that includes limitation language to keep the president from putting in this unconstitutional act of his executive action in place. Now, Harry Reid is not going to allow any kind of policy to stop it. So we need to have a very short-term CR so that early January, a Republican Senate, a Republican House can actually put good Republican plans in place, good Republican policy in place to stop this runaway imperial presidency. He's acting like a dictator, and it just must stop. And Congress has the ability to do that. We have to reel this president in. He's acting in a very unprecedented way. No president has ever gone this far. He himself multiple times and said he did not have the legal authority to do what he has done, and he was absolutely right when he said he didn't have the legal authority to do so. Congress must pull him in, and passing a long-term budget bill is not the best way to do that. What we should do is pass a very short-term continuing resolution that goes just through January, and then in January start the process of stopping this president's illegal, unconstitutional act.
Congressman, just about 60 seconds left. Our regular listeners will know that you've been a frequent guest of ours ever since you won that special election to replace the late Charlie Norwood in Georgia's 10th Congressional District. You ran for Senate this year, so you will be leaving Congress after the end of this current session. As you look back on your time in Washington, what are you most proud of? What do you think of most?
Well, I've stood firm for the American people, for liberty, and for the Constitution as our founding fathers meant it. We have to return the foundational principles that both parties have been destroying. Both political parties have created a government that's just totally out of control, is spending money that we don't have, and both political parties are guilty of creating this debt that's unsustainable. As I leave Congress, I'm looking for an opportunity, of course, to make a living as well as to stay in the fight for liberty and freedom and returning to those foundational principles. We have to return power back to the states of the people as the 10th Amendment demands, and I'm going to stay in that fight.
Well, Congressman, as you continue in the fight, I'm sure we'll have you back. Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too, sir. Georgia Dr. Paul Brown, Congressman Paul Brown from the state's 10th Congressional District, member of the House Homeland Security Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America. Excellent, sir. Can't thank you enough, and we look forward to chatting with you down the road.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.
You bet, sir. God bless you.
And have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, sir.
Okay,
God
thank
bless
you.
Your family.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.